Chapter 9, Determination. Why do 99% of the Western world think it's okay to rely on luck to take care of their future? You were lucky enough to be born a human, and you were lucky enough to be born in a stable country, so why the fuck should you get any more luck? The answer is, you shouldn't. So, if you want a better life than you have right now, it's up to you to make it happen. Stop being a little bitch and complaining about what's wrong in your life. Get the fuck up and make success happen to you. Stop relying on luck for your future. Success is the result of focus and determination combined. Determination comes from having faith in yourself and what you do. When you're determined to win, you keep pushing yourself harder when most would give up, and when you finally win, you keep pushing even harder. When you're determined, you get into the zone and you stay there for years on end, waking up determined, going to sleep determined, and living your life determined to achieve your goals. When you're determined, you accept who you are and all your deficiencies, you don't bitch about them, using them as excuses for not succeeding. Instead, you push through and become successful anyway. When you're determined, you are not intimidated by anyone else. You look at what they do and strive to beat them, not just by a little but by a considerable amount, so you stand head and shoulders above everyone else. When you're determined, you don't panic when the shit hits the fan. Instead, you thrive on the challenge and learn from it, becoming stronger, faster, and wiser than before. When you're determined, you don't compete with anyone else in your industry. Instead, you find their weakness, exploit it, crush them, and keep moving forward. When you're determined, you don't listen to anyone else. Instead, you follow your dreams and know exactly where you're going and how you intend to get there. When you're determined, you don't play to win, you play to take over and own your section of the market. When you're determined, nothing or no one can stand in your way because you really don't care about anyone else. When you're determined, you are the best you can be, and no one can beat you because you just don't give up. When the less determined people in your industry meet you, they won't like you, but they will be nice to you because they fear you. An entrepreneur with determination is someone else's fear, not because they are better, smarter, or have more money than they do, but because they are willing to go further and harder than anyone else. No matter where you come from, they know you will always win. Don't accept second place, don't accept second best. Push so much harder than everyone else that second, third, and fourth places have only a fraction of what you do and still keep pushing so hard that they see you're so determined that they can never catch you, and they quit. Don't let rejection, or someone telling you you have no chance of success, deter you from your path, because they are wrong. Mixed martial arts, MMA, is by far one of the hardest sports on the planet. Competitors must be so fit and tough. They enter the octagon across from another killer and battle like modern-day warriors until one man falls or surrenders with a tap. To be successful in this sport, you may think you need to be born with all the athletic gifts, but you don't. You need to be determined to win and willing to push yourself further than the man standing across the cage from you. Charles Oliveira was born in Guarujá, Brazil, in 1989. His parents were told he might never walk and that his heart problem and arthritis might mean he would always be weaker than all the other children. The doctors expected Charles to suffer his entire life, physically. Had he accepted that, I wouldn't be telling you about him right now. Charles fought through all the bullshit and ignored all the naysayers to become the UFC lightweight champion, defending his title against some of the greatest fighters who ever lived. He wanted to fight in MMA. And although he had ailments that the doctors said made him weaker than other children, he still tried. He rose to the top of the sport, entered the toughest organization in MMA, the UFC, and won the title in arguably the most talent-stacked division of the organization. Was he a one-hit wonder? No. Did he have a couple of lucky wins to get the title? No. He battled harder than almost anyone else until he eventually couldn't be refused a title fight. Did he lose his title? No. Charles is no longer the champion at the time of writing this, but only because he missed weight. After battling through everything and beating almost every man they ever put across from him, Charles fought through all his deficiencies to become the number one fighter in the world. The UFC champion. This story is not an isolated incident. There are many similar stories where people have come from places most would write them off. To name a few. Harlan Sanders, who was old as shit when he started KFC. Sylvester Stallone was an odd-looking guy with a funny voice who became a superstar. Arnold Schwarzenegger, son of a bully who preferred his brother, grew up to be a bodybuilding champion, a superstar, and then the governor of California. Oprah Winfrey, a black woman, at a time when being a black woman in itself was challenging, came from poverty and abuse to be one of the most powerful women on earth. Marshall Mathers, was raised in what most would consider slums and suffered abuse, is now an icon in rap even though he sings about some of the sickest stuff imaginable. Abraham Lincoln was born in a cabin in Kentucky and became the U.S. president. I could list thousands of these people, and all would have come from humble beginnings to become great. None of them had anything gifted to them, they all had to take it for themselves, and they all did. Each person above and countless others decided they would do something great with their lives and not accept the hand they had been dealt, and they went on to do amazing things with their lives. You don't need to be smart, you don't need to be gifted, and you don't need to be rich to become a successful entrepreneur. You do need to be determined to be a success, or you never will. Only the persistent will succeed, because if you are not, a persistent person will take it from you. You must focus your efforts and be the hardest worker and the most committed to achieving great things, or you, like many billions of others, will drift into obscurity and become nothing. With determination and hard work, anyone can reach their goals no matter how high they intend to get. A determined person never gets to where they want to go because they always push to get one step further. Decide where you want to get in the next few years. It doesn't matter if you want $10 million in the bank or want to own 5 properties and have them all rented out. Once you know where you want to get, you must write down exactly how you intend to get there. Break the whole process into steps, achievement steps, to measure your success and see what you need to achieve next. Breaking it down like this means you can measure and see your achievements as you make them. If you don't write it down and figure out how you intend to get there and what you need to do to get there, you likely never will because everything will blend into a constant drone of hard work and no success. If you write it down and have achievement steps every step of the way, each time you achieve something you will feel amazing, and this will motivate you and help push you even harder to get through the next step. It feels great when you are over halfway to your ultimate achievement, knowing you have less to do going forward than you have already done in the past. Determination is like a muscle, similar to training your biceps, chest, or other muscles. The more you measure your results, the more you can see how far you have come and the more determined you will become to make it where you want to be.